Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Hi, hello.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast.
Oh, boy.
With Zach and Jess.
Oh, boy. Coming straight from the land of the Blarney Stone. This one live from Ireland. Is that true?
That was just somewhere in anywhere of the misty Celtic region. I don't think it was perfectly specific, but this is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is Jessica McKenna. We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
In the woods. Brett's in the woods.
Brett's
have you
in
ever
the woods.
Wondered, like, I feel like, where's Brett? I bet he's in the woods right now. Today, you'd be right. Brett's in the woods.
Today, you got it. And I hope that's where you always picture Brett.
Hold on, real quick. So the Blarney Stone, not in Ireland necessarily, is what you're saying.
No, it is. I'm saying my accent was not specific.
Oh, no, my accent is never. This podcast should come with a disclaimer. All accents are not based on any accents found in this, our earth that we inhabit.
Yeah, mine was sort of, it was just a nice little,
It was lilting.
Yeah, it was a nice little lilty blend of all the major UK, Ireland accents and beyond.
Have we talked about the mystical city of Brigadoon on this podcast before?
You know, I don't believe we have, and
that's a shame.
I don't believe I'll have much to add.
I have very little to add. I've never seen this musical.
Nor have I.
Okay,
well,
good.
Well, let's spend a good 45 on it.
Good. We haven't seen it. What do we know? We know it's a mystical town that appears once every, I want to say, 100 years. Sound right?
Sure. But cool. Also, it's not like, I don't think that it takes place in Brigadoon. I think it's about seeing Brigadoon. Like, I think it takes place in like an established, you know,
normal
we're
dune.
in a normal dune,
a normal
in a village
dune.
That's like, do you know the legend of Brigadoon?
Brigadoon
might be
one.
Coming. And I think there might be like an American outsider.
Are we certain that Brigadoon is the name of the town and not the weapon, like the movie Krull, where I thought Krull was the name of the spinny space star? Are you familiar with Krull, Jessica McKenna?
No, we've had this one before.
Yeah, Krull is when they tried to do
Manzoukas, right?
Oh, maybe. Quick recap. Krull's when they tried to do Star Wars because Star Wars was.
Quick recap!
This is a quick recap. Krull's when they tried to do Star Wars, but they did it wrong and funny. And it's great to see, but oh boy, is it not a Star Wars. Anyway, Krull, the name of the planet, not the sword, the little spinny space shuriken.
That has been a.
Quick Krull recap! That was our podcast, Quick Krull Recap.
Yeah, well, I was just going for like general quick recap. Like we have a sting when we do a quick recap. Yeah.
We do now. That's good. We'll lock that in forever.
We do now, and that's good. And how you feeling about fall, bud? You putting up little spoopy crows yet?
PSL is here. The spoopy crows. For those of you that don't know, I do try my the way that I decorate for fall and Halloween and the spoopy season is to just get more crows and put them in the yard and the house and everywhere. And they are good, but I can't really put them out because the cats will destroy them.
Mm.
So now they're in a box.
And for those of you who, don't know, I'm not one for scaries. I take them in my very limited doses. I prefer a spoopy energy, which is a cute spooky energy.
And I'm even okay with a spooky energy. I don't go for a gory energy particularly. And I know I've talked to you about this before. If you're a restaurant, remember restaurants, guys? If you're a restaurant and you're decorating with spider webs, you can actually get the fuck right out. And that, because that's a health thing.
It is a health thing.
That's bugs, and you can't have those in the restaurant, actually.
And I want to go ahead and have a hot take, which is I also don't want plastic severed hands.
Actually, that's a health thing, and you can't have them in a restaurant. You can't have the plastic severed hands. You can't, the fake blood, not allowed. Goblins, technically, that's okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
They can be there.
You know what I want? I want the full representation of a scary creature or a spoopy creature. I want a full pumpkin. I want a full skeleton. I want a full bat. I don't want the house.
Chop them up.
I don't want the house of someone I'm scared of, but I can't see where they are. Spiderweb. Or a.
Sorry, it took me a second to figure out what you were saying. Yes, the house, the spiderweb, the classic house of the spider.
I mean, what is it if not a spider's house?
No, you're 100% right.
And they make it themselves. They're very DIY.
The house they make themselves. Spiders are very DIY. This fall, spiders are very DIY.
You know, a lot of you have been getting into fun projects during quarantine, trying to keep busy, trying to learn new skills. But you know what? Spiders have been DIY this whole time.
Spiders OG DIY. Especially this fall, though, spiders are DIY.
This is a classic moment where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I know we're just tempting Scott to start playing, and I am like, do I know what to do in this moment? Yeah, probably, but also how many more things should we say about spoopy season? You know what I mean? There's sometimes like a dance in certain episode starts where I'm like, and in this sense, we can really see Scott where you're like,
right,
it's about to happen. I'm about to sing a spoopy DIY song.
It is both true that Scott loves where we are and we love where we are, and that it is somewhat early in the pod. So it's like, when do you just flip that switch and do a spoopy DIY one? And that moment is now, actually. We cut to a spider's web.
I was thinking I could blow out this strand and make this middle an open concept. So when a fly comes, they'll understand that this is the last thing they'll do, and they'll soon regret coming into my house. Coming into my house. How dare you do that thing? You came into my house of string.
This web is a craftsman web, and it's a web that I made on my own. Every single string, everything that the string does in my home, was made by me. I spun it out of my butt, or a part that's close to my butt. But you can't just walk into my house, I will tell you what.
Ooh, how dare you come into my house? Ooh, how dare you come into my house? How dare you do that with your wingy things? How dare you come into my web of butt strings?
Mr. Fly was just flying by, but there's a no-fly zone when you're in my home. Otherwise, I'm going to eat you. Nama, 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 now, nama, 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 nama. If you're a fly and you're in my house, eating you is what I'm going to do.
Ooh, how dare you come into my house? Ooh, how dare you come into my house? You can go and flap right out unless you get stuck in my stringy house. And if you get stuck, well, that's bad luck for you.
You know what you can do? Don't come in my house.
okay, this is really working for me. Okay, this I love because I feel like a lot of spiders these days, they're not doing concentric circles. They're doing sort of like more of a linear. They're doing more of a linear path. So
more fractals,
So yes, from far away, it might look like a circle, but it's actually just a series of short connected lines. It's way closer to an octagon. And so what I'm loving about this floor plan is I don't think you did this as individual. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I'm here and I'm like, I'm assessing your house to put it on the market, I'm seeing.
Yes. Spirene, spider real estate agent. Thank you so much for coming. First of all, I cannot even believe I can't tell you the amount of pride I feel right now that you have recognized that I am not doing a classic fractal shape. I am doing concentric circles in a nonlinear mode. Thank you for seeing that.
Okay. Peter, when we met at that block party and I didn't live on that block, but I was just there to make connections because that's what you do in real estate. It's people. This is what's crazy about real estate is they think that it's actually it's an industry of house.
No, no, no.
But it's not.
People.
It's an industry of people.
You got to know, is that termite mound coming on the market before it comes on the market? Because when it comes on the market, it's too late.
And the way that I know that is, oh my gosh, do our kids play soccer together? Here's my card. Feel free to let me know if ever you're looking for a new mound. Like, I love where your mound is. That's great placement. But is that going to be a good placement in the rainy season? Like, the relationship.
Spirene, I've bought 3 webs from you. I've made 3 webs and sold webs with you. I will never work with another real estate agent in my life. I sort of love everything that you're about.
Let's call it what it is. Yes, we're gonna make some business. But if I was just looking at that as my end, would I actually treat you like my friend? Oh no, I wouldn't dare to do that to you. Because you know it's not just that sign line on the blue that I'm looking for. Oh, you know I want more. It's about the relationship, it's true.
Relationships, that's your hot real estate tip. Relationships from Spirene. Relationships, that's your hot real estate tip. Relationships from Spirene. She keeps it real as a realtor. Any place you've ever seen before is a place that she will be the first one to show to you. Whether it's a cricket house or a hole that's dug by a kindly mouse, she's got the connections to help you through.
Relationships, that's my real estate tip. Relationships, that's my real estate tip. Relationships, that's my real estate tip. Oh, you know, yes, I love making money. And yes, I make so much money. The more and more and more and more that I can get you through your new front door. But you know, that's not what's in store. I'm looking for you to be my friend, 'cause
relationships.
Sure, I like that my face is on a bus
and a billboard and apartment.
Yes, I love we have a second home, but I don't do it for that alone. I'm in it for the relationship.
But you think we can sell this for like high eights?
High eights for sure.
Yes. Chirp, 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 rubbing my wings together. Chirp, 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 rap-a-pa-pa-pa. Creak, cricket, cricket, creak.
I don't Dad, know. Just come in. Dad, just come in if you want
I
to see
I feel like
something.
My wings are out of tune. Hello, tiny friend, my child. Hello.
Yeah, Dad. Dad.
Austin? Austin, my boy. Austin, how are you? Yeah,
Dad. Dad, listen, if you're just going to stand over there by the blade of grass hoping I don't see you, making chirp chirps.
It's my boy. What are the odds that you and I would be here together, Austin, my boy?
High probability. We live in the same blades of grass.
Yes, and I did. It's funny that they're here now because I did just want to talk to you as your proud papa who loves you so very, very much.
Uh-huh.
And it's just random that we met up because I was going to ask, do you maybe... Well, have you been chirping your wings lately? Is it a passion that you have found that you want to maybe devote your whole life to chirp the wings and rub them together, chirp, chirp, cricket, cricket?
Dad, I told you, just because I can chirp doesn't mean I want to chirp.
Yeah, of course, of course. And I don't want to force you to chirp if you do not want to chirp, but...
Not everyone gets to tour the garden, Dad, as a famous chirper, okay? And that shadow that you cast, I'm never gonna escape it, all right? You're the best musician in this garden and everyone damn knows it. And it's not my path.
Yeah, well, I don't need you to be the best musician, Austin. I just want, I guess it's just that it brings joy to me to chirp chirp in the garden. Yes, does it also bring fame and money in our house? And my face is on a big billboard next to the park bench. And my face, I have a star on the Buggywood Walk of Fame for being a very famous. But that's not why we do it.
You want me to just go out there, Dad, and let everyone say, oh, look, there's Austin. He'll never be as good as his dad. You know that's what they'll say.
Oh, if it
Where's the joy in that?
You make a music because it makes you feel good. Not because of what the other people are going to want to say. That's not why you make it the music. You do it for yourself, my beautiful baby boy. And you play for your heart when your heart wants to play. The reason to make it the music is because it inspires you, and you all the heavens they open up and shine down from above because of the music. When you play the music, it's how we feel love. Chirpity chirp chirp. I think of your mother and of our big chirpity family. All hopping together, and this proves it, because it makes me remember when I think of all of them. That's what I think about when I make the music. Some beautiful baby boy son, when you make the music, you cannot worry about what other people say. Because they may say, you are not as talented as your very talented daddy. But he has had more time to make the music play. That's not why you make the music. Chirpity chirp, chirp, chirpity chirpy, 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 chirpy. Make of the you want to. It's making you feel good if you want to make it the music.
Okay, good talk.
Okay, good talk. Bye.
Oh, even that was beautiful. What the heck does that guy think? Thinks he could just come in here and give me a pep talk about how I shouldn't live in his shadow, but then he does it so friggin' beautifully.
Austin.
What?
It's me, your friend, the ladybug.
Oh, what's up?
You may not even know I'm here, because I'm hiding.
Denton, come here.
Hi.
Denton, come out. Come on,
Austin.
Man.
Hi.
Hi, it's Denton.
Me, Denton, the ladybug.
What's up, dude?
Look, I got a new spot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, damn.
That's four on each side now. Rolling eight straight spots.
Man, it's so cool that, like, I remember when you had three on each side, and I was like, whoa, you look like the best side of a die if you're just going for high points. And now you look like a die that I don't even know if it exists.
Yeah, it's magic die. You don't even make them like this. Man. One of a kind, baby. Hey, you still coming to that party tonight at the Mound?
I don't know, man. I feel like the Mound can get pretty crazy.
That is true. And the reason we go to the Mound.
I know, but the last time I was at the Mound, I think I had too many dewdrops. And I honestly think my parents knew something was up.
Well, you were hopping pretty wiggly when you came back. So you were not as cool as you thought you were.
I didn't feel cool. Denton, you're supposed to look out for me.
No, I mean,
I felt cool at the time, but I was there was still a part in the back of my head that was like, this might not be coming off cool. And that was also the first time I tried to freaking chirp in front of everyone, and it sounded whack as hell.
I thought it sounded okay. You really beat yourself up, though, after it. You, like, full melted down in the corner, and there were, like, a couple of centipedes that were like, what is that guy's deal? And I was like, he's actually very talented, but he is definitely getting in his own way in this moment.
Well, you gotta stop me before that happens again, man. If we go to the mound.
You are remembering this night different than it happened.
Well, that's what happens when you have too many dewdrops, and I have too much, like, the thing is, the next morning after, what did you do? You had too much, too many drops of dew. Well, that has to get out of the system of you. And ooh, it's like a hangover, but it's also a whispering on your shoulder, telling you that you were loud and not bolder than you thought you were. I have anxiety. A hangover plus anxiety, like everyone's looked at me. I got anxiety. A hangover plus anxiety.
Hey friend, I get it. You went straight to the top. When you're doing the do, and you gotta do the do, sometimes it's hard to stop. And the very next day, if you didn't hydrate, it's going to hit you bad. Get anxiety plus hangover is a combination that's the worst you ever had. Anxiety.
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 Not just a headache, but there's more, you see. Can have a throbbing headache that lasts all day, but the anxious part relives every conversation, makes me think, oh, what did I say? Did I talk too loud or talk too close? Was I the bit or was I the most? Did that person even like our conversation? Oh no, what a terrible sensation. Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Cage and it's getting down to me.
Anxiety.
Anxiety. Hangover plus anxiety. It's the worst thing ever to happen to me. Go to the Mound, but I'll lay off the dew.
Go easy on the dewdrops this time. Okay.
Sweetheart.
Sorry, what? Yeah.
Sweetheart, I just want you to know that I'm showing a big house to a client tomorrow, okay? So I need you to be... Are you listening?
Mm, yes.
Are you sure?
Mm. Okay, how did you add to the... I saw you have a new park bench, and looks good.
Thank you for noticing.
You look good in it.
Thank you for noticing.
Look, I'm not even throwing a party tonight, so don't even worry about it.
I have friends all over this garden. That's how I've built my empire. And when I get word,
real web, it's a real web you've woven, the connections that you have all over.
Very Mom. Good. Yes.
Because we're
very
spiders.
Good. Yes. Networking is building a web, and that's why I'm good at it. And that's why it pays this family in dividends.
Yeah, it does.
Pays us in dividends.
Get it, Mom. Slay, okay. Mom. Yes, Mom. Come through, Mom.
Okay, I appreciate this, and I like that we have this rapport, okay? This is what I envisioned when I was like, when I looked down my life as a single mother, I thought, well, I hope we at least have witty rapport. I hope we have, he's not my daughter, but I hope we have a Gilmore Girls energy. And that's, I'm happy to say that we do. And we that do is not, why I named yeah. you Rory.
That's okay, right.
So Rory, I know that you're throwing a party at the Mound. And, you know, I know that that's just what you're doing in your age range. And I don't want to put too many boundaries on you because I don't want you to rebel. I want you to figure some of these lessons out for yourself. But I'm showing a very, very important Mound tomorrow. So I cannot have it turn into too much of a ruckus.
Where's the important one?
Oh, it's sort of like back behind the blades of grass, right beyond the mulch. It's right in the back corner where a cinder block has sort of broken apart, because those actually are pretty easy to destroy. So it's like,
and that one's empty right now?
Yes, that's the very important, important mound that I am showing to an entire, listen to me, an entire colony of termites, okay?
It's probably like half a colony of termites, right?
No, it's an entire colony of termites. And these termites, they have a lot of money, okay? And they have a lot of power, and they have a lot of sway. And if it's not this mound, it's going to go to my freaking arch nemesis.
You tell me I'm never allowed to say their name here. So this is the moment when I'd be like, oh, no, not them. But you did say never mention their name in this house. Is now the time to mention their name in this house?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Brandon.
Brandon, that fucking dragonfly who thinks his iridescent wings are just, you know what he is? He's all show. I come in, I do the work. No one has ever seen Brandon the Dragonfly do a single day's hard work. He's all about just flittering on the top of a bead of water.
I don't like the way he treats his family. They sort of buzz together over a pond for 2 seconds and then never see each other again.
And then unlike you and I, who have
the decency to eat Dad, and that's why he's not here.
Well, yes, as it is written and so it is done.
He knew the deal.
And that's why you and I have the relationship that I always wanted. And honest, you're almost an adult, so I feel like we can speak honestly with each other. I hope you see me as your Lorelai.
I do. I want to model, honestly, Mom, we do have a strong Gilmore Girls energy, and I want my life to be just like yours. You are my role model. I want to model my life after the life you gave me. I want to go full throttle and do what you did and someday have a baby. And then my beautiful wife will eat me. And I can't wait for that day. When my beautiful wife, she eats me. And the tale, a new tale has begun. Circle of life.
Where I lead, you will follow. Just like every memory made in Stars Hollow. And I hope one day you always know that you can tell we get along, 'cause we never talk slow. And when you look back on the life that you had, you'll always be grateful that I
don't have a wife to anything than you really did.
And I can't wait for your wife to
I
eat
can't wait for
you.
My wife to
and
eat.
And a tear will roll down my face. Oh. Wait for your wife to eat you. Cause I'll know I've made your life a safe place when your wife eats you.
So it must be. So it is ready.
And so we'll be done. And when your wife rips off your head, I'll say, I'm so proud of my son.
And I will be so proud the end of my life to have been eaten by my beautiful wife. But that's like far in the future.
Far in the future, obviously, dear. And I want that for you, and that's why you need to be responsible tonight. Don't hang out at the mound that I've described. Please hang out at a different mound so you
I
don't put
I remember which one it is.
Good.
I won't mix them up.
I love you, Rory.
I love you, Spirene, my mom. Sell? Sell! Buy! Buy that one! Sell that one! Flip, 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 flittery, 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 glittery, glittery, glittery.
Sir, if I could just keep up with you for one moment, then I could perhaps tell you that, well, bad news, sir, the termite colony looks like they're gonna be making their home in Bugs Hollow.
In Cinderblock Mound?
In the Cinderblock Mound at the edge of Bugs Hollow.
Surely only half of the termite colony.
No, sir, the entire termite colony. They're seeing it tomorrow. Spirene is going to show it to them.
I told you never to say her name.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You said never say that name in our house. But as we were out on the hedge, I thought perhaps...
Oh, fair. We're not in the house. We're on the hedge. Yes, you can say yes. Yes. Okay.
But, sir... Don't worry, I have other news to report.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for there seems to be a bit of a teen party afoot that will happen in this mound, surely leading to much chaos and destruction of the mound, and Spirene...
Well, the mound is supposed to be... The party's at the other mound.
Oh.
It would be a horrible thing if the... Wait a minute.
But what if a certain pillbug... dressed up as a certain cool teen, and they totally believed him when he started circulating that the mound is actually the Cinderblock Mound.
A certain cool teen has to switch the invitations. Is that the kind of plot you mean? Because that kind of plot could only be pulled off by a very specific certain cool teen. A certain cool teen can open many doors that adults cannot go through, never tween. If you want the entry to certain coolest places, you must do it as a certain cool teen.
Made a TikTok with a screen name Certain Cool Teen, and I did a lip sync. And in the lip sync, I said, the mound can be found by the cinder block. TikTok, TikTok, we are on TikTok, and I think they pit the plate. Certain Cool Teen.
Yes.
Certain Cool Teen. Oh, that would be me. Certain Cool Teen.
A Certain Cool Teen. A Certain Cool Teen. Yes, that would be you, not me. A Certain Cool Teen. See, a Certain Cool Teen can have a TikTok account, and if adults do the same thing, it makes you scream. Cause adults doing dances just will never be as cool as the same dances from a certain cool teen.
And I wore a big shirt and a scrunchie in my hair, and I did some cool dances, and I did them with some flair. And then they said, ooh, and I put some little dust on my eyes. There was dust on my eyes. Cause a certain cool teen, a certain cool teen, a certain cool teen, and that's me. A certain cool teen. And that's me.
We will go as a team of two certain cool teens. Will they be able to fool the actual teens with the backwards hats they will probably wear to disguise themselves as a certain cool teen? Will they switch the party? What will that do to the relationship between Spireen and Rory?
Find out when we return to the second half of A Bug's Wife Will Eat Your Head, the musical!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left the bugs of Bugs Hollow, a mound was maybe going to have a party, but which mound? Will it hurt Shireen's chances to sell it to an entire termite colony? What will happen when they do the do? Too much do? Find out when you listen to the second half of A Bug's Wife Will Eat His Head Off.
Austin, we got to pregame a little bit so you don't do too much do. Also, I saw on TikTok the party moved now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too, and I was trying to learn the very cool dance, but it was like I couldn't get myself to be rigid enough. Like, it seemed like it. The dance had like a rigidity that I would only get after years of responsibility, and I like couldn't perfectly like emulate it. Like, I don't understand how that certain cool teen.
It's like, so weird. Like, normally I feel like in my teen body, all of these dances are very easy. Potato bug renegade, walking stick backpack kid dance, and more.
And Dougie, more.
Dougie by a tarantula. All of them are dances that I could do easily, but there is something sort of like weighted and heavy about this one that I can't crack.
Yeah, me neither. It's like I wanted to be at home in my body, but I felt like the closest I got was only when I thought about like what I feel about tort reform.
Yeah, and I didn't even I know exactly what you mean. I don't even know that I have an opinion on tort reform.
No, I certainly don't, but like even just thinking about it got me a little closer to like it's something that he does with his shoulders. He holds them all tense, but I can't be that tense. No, I can't be that tense. It's something with his arms that hold the weight of others. But no one depends on me. No, no one depends on me. I can't dance like him. I can't dance like him. I can't dance. Can't dance like him.
Something about the way he moves and the weight of the world he's carrying. Moving his feet like he's got a mortgage or something that is scaring him. It's like he's raising kids and stuff and that he's got a wife who hasn't returned calls in years and years and he is frustrated with his life. I can't dance like him. I can't dance like him.
I can't dance. I can't dance. Can't dance. I can't dance like him. Did you see that moment where he does that arm twist with the knee thing at the same time?
Yes.
like he's thinking, was that tax thing I did a crime?
He's dancing like he's got a bunch of cars, having trouble where to park it. He's dancing like he just lost a bunch of money on the stock market.
Also, I just couldn't get on the same page with the thing he did with his neck, like he was worried about his parents' old age.
Also, his hips don't move right. Why also, do his hips not move right? I can't dance like him.
There's a seriousness in his body that in mine cannot be found. But I'll listen to what he says, and I will party at that mound.
But I cannot dance like him.
Cannot dance like him.
Chirp, chirp, knock, knock, hello, son and friend, friend and son, chirp, chirp, yes, hello.
Dad.
He's my baby boy.
Dad, I'm not a baby boy.
Tonight. Sorry, my big, strong boy with the big chirpity legs who hop so big, no cat's gonna rip them off of you as a game. Listen, have fun at the party, and if the mood strike you, if you feel deep in your heart that you want to make the music, then don't worry about the people around you. Don't even do it for the other people. Honestly, if you are by yourself in the moment and just like, this is a good moment, or maybe there is a girl or boy there and you feel something very strongly about them and you think, maybe I want to make the sounds of love, not even for the relationship, but just for yourself to fully experience the moment, is all I'm saying. And I'm going to give you my very fancy, dancy shoes for you to wear when you go.
Dad.
Just take the very fancy, dancy shoes. You'll like them.
Dad.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dad, thank you. Bye. Dad, thank you. Bye.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Bye, bye, bye.
Okay, sir. Now, I think that the most important thing that we do is we just hang out real chill by the dewdrops. That's where all the coolest kids will be.
Yes, lean. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm not good at leaning. My body is sort of a big, long tube.
Yes, sir. Don't lean. It doesn't
look
good.
No, I'm going to stand on my... No, it's good. I'm going to do it back. I'm gonna,
sir, okay, you're going to break a wing. Down.
No, it's fine. I'm just leaning
backwards.
Sir, you're
going to break a beautiful lower wing.
No, it's good. These wings are strong and glittery and gossamer. Here, help me. We need to do teen talk really quick to make sure that we know all that we are. What is the name of your TikTok account?
A certain cool teen.
A certain cool teen. We need to have the brand down to really make sure that this party destroys this property.
Well, honestly, sir, if I could be honest, the certain cool teen has been taking off kind of on its own, and it's got me thinking, do I have a knack for this? Like, is this my voice? Is this my platform? Because, like, I've been getting mad follows, not even from Bugs Hollow, but, like, hollows are all around. Mounds, groves, meadows. Like, honestly, everybody's saying, like, a certain cool teen, we can't move like you. Like, what's the secret? And so I'm starting to feel like, maybe I shouldn't even be in what the F we're doing right now. Like, corporate espionage for mound sales to termites.
Hey.
Maybe I should friggin' go my own way.
Yeah, if you want to do a classic pill bug thing and roll up into a little ball and just roll off into the sunset, be my guest. I don't need you. I can destroy this I'm already here. I've got the cool backwards hat, and I'm pretty sure by listening to what you said just now for the last 30 seconds that I've got what teens are all about. Clicks and likes and follows. They're doing it for the vine, I'm pretty sure. So, no problem. Just sort of come up. Oh, hello, other friends. Let's get down until the day ends. It's groovy. You're walking away. Please come back. Why are you walking? Okay, well, hold on. This did not go super. Oh, someone, here's someone. I'm trying again. Here we go. So, okay. Just breathe. Hello, you stupid bitches. We are friends and we call
get
each other.
Get out of here.
Okay,
get
that didn't work. What? Oh boy, okay. I thought they called each other bitches. It's like a cool, fun thing. Okay, regroup, Brandon. You got this. Here we go. What do they like? Oh, okay. Vape, 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 vape. No one's even here. I'm just shouting vape into the... Okay, this was immediately bad. Okay, think. You're panicking? You have a child. You haven't talked to them in a while. Just call them up. See what they're doing. That will let you know what you need to do.
Hello?
Hello, Sarah?
Who is this?
It's your dad.
What? My dad? My dad who I see for one hover a month? My dad who I see for one hover a month
and
over
who
the
pays
pond?
Your cell phone bill and is calling you right now. Yes, this is not un- do I call that infrequently? That our to the conversation has to be this long?
Dad, I literally only see you for our monthly hover. You never call me. And honestly, I'm thinking about getting a job at the yogurt pile so that I can pay for my own cell phone. So you don't.
Great. I've got everything I need from this conversation. Good. Thank you. Bye. Oh. Okay, here we go. Got it. You're a cool dad. You know everything you need to know. I'm thinking of getting a job at the yogurt pile. Teen, teen, yogurt pile. My dad is always on my back. Don't you think that about your dad? Isn't he always on your back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad is always on my back. My dad is always on my back. My dad is always on my back. My dad is always on my back.
Let's all get jobs at the yogurt pile. Then our dads can't tell us what to do. 'Cause we'll buy our own phones and we'll go out and have a fun time. Listening to records, our dad is always on our backs.
My dad is always on my back. My dad is always on my back. My dad is always on my back.
But like deep down, we love him, right? Like deep down, it's totally fine.
Yeah, deep down, I really love my dad. And it's not his fault, all the talent he's had. And it's not his fault, he wants to share with me the passion for music and hope that I see that he just wants what's best for me. My God, he just wants what's best for me. I've had too much to do.
Okay, yeah.
I'm getting honest with you.
No, Austin, get away from this
too much
dude.
Oh, he
rubs me. I'm watching out for you right now. This dude's very weird. And when you started talking about your dad, he made very serious eye contact with you. No, it sounds like you talk to your dad a lot.
Yeah,
like more than one hover over the pond per month.
What? Yeah, I talk to my dad like constantly all day. He's always like, my sweet baby boy, I need to come in through your side of the blade because I need to tell you how much I love you. And I just want you to do something that you're passionate about no matter what it is. It might be this thing that we share, but it might not be. And he's honestly really great. He's just very talkative and very good and famous and a really talented musician. So it's intimidating. Denton, I'm over-talking again, man. I told you.
No,
when I
okay.
get too much dew, I spew. And I don't mean vomit. I have a strong stomach. I spew my thoughts and feelings in places where it's not appropriate. I don't even
Austin,
know this guy.
We all know what a dew spew is. And the reason I didn't cut you off was just because like it felt like you were arriving at some important truths for you. And we're never going to see this guy again. So it doesn't really matter that he heard you. You know what I'm saying? Get
right.
out of here. Go away. No one leans on a wall like that. Get away.
Yeah. It doesn't look like your body's made to lean, man.
It's not. I'm going to go apply for a job at the yogurt pile. Oh, but before I go, wouldn't this party be more fun if we wrecked some stuff? Yeah?
What? If we wrecked some stuff?
It's cool to wreck stuff. That's what I've all... I saw it. I read it in the newspaper. everyone's wrecking stuff.
You read it where?
In the internet. I read it in the internet paper. The news internet. Internet news. News.com. I got it on news.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I just realized you do not go to our school. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Okay, wait. I think that went pretty well. I'm pretty sure I convinced them to wreck some stuff.
Denton, I'm starting to feel like maybe we're at the wrong mound. I mean, only a couple people are here and Rory's not here and it's supposed to be his party.
Yeah, maybe he's showing up late to his own party as like a super cool thing to do.
He's so freaking cool.
But that guy was not cool and he is at this party. So that's sort of a point in favor of what you were talking about. But we can go to the other mound. That'll sort of give like you time to walk off this dew spew that you've got going on.
I'm sorry, I'm always spewing with my dew.
Hey, I don't mind. That's why I'm here for you. But like, are you sure this is the wrong party? Because this is
I don't know. I can't tell. There's a lot of people here and it is a mound, but that guy was weird and Rory's not here yet. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm Tebadeeing it.
Everyone, cool down. I have arrived. My name is Rory. This is the wrong one, though. Someone changed all my invitations, and this isn't. My mom is showing this mound to a whole termite colony next month.
No, surely you mean half.
No, a whole one.
And surely you mean tomorrow.
I mean tomorrow. I said next month because the time weighs so heavy on me when I think about my future and my beautiful bride to be someday.
Man.
But everyone, why is everyone running around so crazy? I need a way to get you all calmed down.
Oh,
everyone
shoot.
Calm down.
Oh,
I
shoot.
Can't. It's like I can't be loud enough to get these guys to all calm down.
Oh,
only
gosh.
There were a way to be. What is going on with you, my dude? Denton, get your boy. What's your boy doing?
I gotta do it.
Why is he putting on those shoes?
I gotta put on these fancy dancing shoes. Your breath. I can't believe, I hope you don't regret, but you got to. You got to.
Keep destroying things, other children!
I got hunger, yes, but I always tend to second guess, but I got to. I got to. Chirp, chirp.
Stopping destroying things. Earthworms, go back to destroying things.
No, I certainly can't. I must listen to this beautiful chirp chirp.
It sounds like it's classically inspired, but it's got its own twist on it, and it's something I've never heard before.
And I must bring my attention to that sound, because I don't have eyes, but I can sense the vibrations.
Dude, you're doing it.
Are you sure? Is this even good? Oh, are people
stop,
liking
stop,
this?
Stop, 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 stop. Count my dots. I have eight.
One, two, three.
Breathe in, breathe out. Austin, you're doing great.
Six, seven.
Don't do it for them. Just do it for you. Play from your heart. You've got nothing to prove.
Chirp, chirp, and I'll do it once more.
Chirp, chirp,
feeling freer than I ever had before, than I ever had before.
You saved this party and my relationship with my mom. word Austin, I'd say you are the bomb. And that music, it reached me. I've never in my life heard music that made me think of getting eaten by my wife. Chirp, chirp,
chirp,
you chirp, chirp.
Oh, now my confidence is found.
Chirp, 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 chirp. And just real quick, I'm tying up this guy, this definitely old man. Huh, you've put me in a web, this was not part of my master plan. Quick, everyone come with me to the mound where the party is at. There are a bunch of hot spider girls, this party is rad.
You go on, Denton. You go on, Rory. That party might be rad, but I think I'd rather jam out with my dad. Also, if I'm being honest with you, I think I've had a little too much to chirp, chirp.
I will walk you home, a drunk bro shouldn't walk alone. But then I'll leave you and go to this party on my own. Chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp.
Welcome home, my beautiful baby boy. You make the music from your heart. I heard it all the way from where you were playing. Through the dark, I could never play like you played just now. You are so inspired. If you play from your heart, you'll keep going higher and higher.
Do your chirp, you chirp too.
Chirp, chirp.
I know this is me talking, it isn't the dew. I would like to be my own. But I wouldn't mind if I was also like my dad. Yeah, that's the ticket. Chirp, chirp.
Chirp, 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 chirp,
chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp, chirp,
chirp,
chirp, chirp. Make the music, make the
music.
Do a big offensive.
Chirp, 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 chirp,
chirp,
chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp.
Can someone please turn that down? I'm showing a mouse.
The end!
That was A Bug's Wife Will Eat His Head, the musical! Oh boy, thank you all so much for listening. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the card hits, take it to the chorus in the woods.
This episode brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. What sound does the wooden frog make?
I'm sorry, we keep forgetting. Someday we'll figure it out. We love you all very, very much, and we miss seeing your faces with our faces, but we're happy to have this digital time with you. Thank you for sharing it with us.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're gonna get eaten by your wife,
well, I guess that's just a bug's life.
Bye.
Bye.